Hello guys, welcome to our podcast. Today we are thinking of discussing how us students who are in the class of 2023 have been faring during this whole pandemic with online education. And as you're going to see, we all have different experiences, we have different majors. Some of us are doing this from home, some of us are actually on campus doing online school. My name is Ibrahim Mamadov, and I'm here with my good friends Bodin and Dimitro.
Hello, I'm Bodin Militon, and I'm a mechanical engineering major at Stony Brook University.
Hi, I'm Dimitro Gubenko. I'm a psychology major at the same university as Bodin goes to.
Basically, we're going to try and first give a little bit of background on the kinds of classes we're taking, why we're taking them, what our game plan for the semester was, and then sort of go over what each one of us thinks were the pros and cons of doing school online. And then afterward, we're going to move on to a more open-ended discussion of how are we feeling about this whole situation.
We're
talking history.
So, as I've mentioned, I'm a history major, and my game plan for this semester was, because at Harvard we have this thing where basically you have these different requirements to graduate, and among these requirements is the quantitative requirement, the distribution requirement, and the ones I just mentioned, they're the ones I had the biggest trouble with. And then there's the language requirement, which I've already pleaded. There are a bunch of requirements where they essentially try and make you as diverse and well-rounded of a student as possible. It's not much, you only have to end up taking like 4 or 5 different classes outside of your field of comfort. But at the same time, that means that someone like me who wanted to be done with math once they've entered college still has to take one math class and maybe a psychology class, which is what I'm doing this semester. And the reason I chose to do it this semester, I got this idea from the whole pass-fail experience from last semester. Seeing as it's all going to be online, they're probably going to be more lenient, just based on what the teachers have been saying this whole time. And I thought, well, if they're going to be more lenient, now would be the time to take the harder classes for me, when I'm going to have an excuse for why I couldn't complete some assignments, for why I've been not performing as well on some of my exams. And so this semester I decided to sign up for a computer science class to complete my quantitative requirement, to take psychology. And psychology is not just psychology, it's a little math-heavy psychology here, because it also needs to fill the requirements I have set out. And then 2 other classes that are just, you know, going further to complete my requirements for my major. I think one of them is history, and then the other one is a science-related gen ed. So gen eds are sort of classes that have broad applicability to the real world, but they're not really in any specific sphere. But they're broadly categorized in the history, in the STEM, and in like ethics or something. This semester I went again to the STEM one because I thought it would make my life easier. That was kind of my strategy going into this semester. And how do I feel this has turned out in terms of positives and negatives from my experience? It's 4 classes, as I said, and it doesn't feel like too much work for me personally. And the reason I say that is because, again, I feel as though a lot of these classes, knowing that this is a difficult situation for a lot of us, have opted to withdraw some of the homeworks from the syllabus that otherwise would have been assigned to us in a regular on-campus setting. So I don't feel like it's particularly strenuous. Even though, for example, my comp sci class, I still ended up taking pass-fail because I thought it's still slightly too difficult for me. Especially because I don't really have my friends around so we could work together. Which is one of the things that they advised us to make sure we do, is like go into this class with a friend because it makes our lives a lot easier. Wasn't an option this time around. Like doing it over Zoom, our schedules are a little too different for us to really coordinate. So it's not too much work, which also means, which is one of my favorite parts about doing this thing online, is that I have a lot of free time on my hands. I can sort of eat at the same time as I'm doing the lectures. I can do a bunch of other stuff. Like I'll usually have my video off and you're gonna find this funny, but I'll do splits while I'm listening to my professor speaking. I'm muted, my camera is off, no one has any idea that I'm like practicing, or I'll just be doing like push-ups in the meantime. But see, that sounds like a positive, but at the same time, you gotta look at the flip side of it, because I'm probably not paying any attention to what the teacher is saying, right? And so something I've noticed is that I'll just be receiving maybe 20 to 30% of the information that the teacher will be saying. And I know a lot of people have been posting about this on their Snapchat and Instagram stories, saying that like, oh, well, I really have to tell myself that you can't look at your phone and look at the teacher at the same time and like receive information both from Instagram and from the professor. And it's true, it's impossible. You're gonna be so likely to tune out what the teacher is saying, especially if they're not the most interesting lecture giver. It just becomes very hard. And along with that, I would say that it's just very difficult doing schoolwork in a setting that's not meant for school. I don't have a room, period. I don't have a desk where I could be like, okay, well, this is my desk, this is where I do work. Where I eat and where I do schoolwork and where I sleep is all one place. I'll do work wherever there's no one sitting there. And so if people are in the kitchen, I'll be in my bedroom. If people are in the bedroom, I'll be in the kitchen. If there are people in both places, I'll be in the hallway. It's a weird setting to be doing schoolwork in. I can't really blame my parents because they didn't expect me to be home at this time. That's kind of been difficult because I'll be doing a discussion with my classmates and my mom will come in talking with my grandma at the same time. And then I'll have to mute myself, stop the discussion, and it just gets a little awkward sometimes. There are those difficulties that come with it. So if I was kind of to summarize this whole thing, I would say the negative aspects are that it's hard to focus, that you're not really receiving all the information you're supposed to be receiving. I don't think I can really say I've actually learned much this semester. I'm kind of receiving information, but I know I'm only going to know stuff because I'm going to study it outside on my own time before the exam. So the only thing that's going to keep me accountable is the tests and not the stuff that I just hear in lecture. And then I would say, in terms of positives, it's just there's honestly a lot more free time. I don't have to do a 15-minute hike to class. A 15-minute hike doesn't sound like a lot, but when you think about having four classes, right? Like, let's say you have only two of them the given day. The 15-minute hike there and back, two times a day, that's an hour gone. And now that hour could be utilized for doing something else. And just the fact that you can overlap doing school work with other stuff is partly a good thing, because I guess, you know, you save time in that regard, but at the same time, then you're getting distracted. So I guess it's the flip side of the same thing. Bowden, you are on campus from my understanding right now.
Yes.
How has your experience been slightly different from mine or similar? Or how has your experience been in general?
A lot of the points you made are really relatable to me, despite me being currently on campus. I decided to be on campus, dorming this semester, because I have a few of my classes in person, such as a physics lab. And I also experienced the same at-home situation as Ibrahim described. I have a really small apartment with family members everywhere. Can't really focus. I found it much easier to just dorm and have my own space to work and study. Most of my classes are still online, and I've been having the same sort of problem with focusing on them. For example, I have a class at 9, and sometimes I'm too lazy to get out of bed, so I just turn the class on and watch it in bed as I'm still sleepy. This makes paying attention really difficult, as Ibrahim pointed out. And I would also say that I'm taking in around 20 to 30% of the information I would have taken if the class was in person. I also find that I have a lot of free time, so much so that I don't really know what to do with it most of the time. There's not much you can do on campus. I find myself just sitting around most of the time and not knowing what to do. The general experience of living on campus is a lot worse than it was last year. There's so many restrictions in place. A lot of the variety we had in our food is gone, so it's hard for us to get a good meal. I have several friends on campus that are also dorming, and it's hard for us to meet up because of all these restrictions. We can't meet up to like study in groups. We can't hang out in each other's places. So our only option is to meet up outside. This, however, is hard because a lot of the public spaces are also really restricted. Overall, dorming on campus has a few upsides in that I can see my friends. This is something people taking classes back in their homes can't do. In terms of that, it's really nice to be able to see them, but our interactions are limited in this sort of environment.
You know, it's funny you described it that way. I actually feel like I've been able to socialize more now that I'm in New York, now that I've come back to the city where I've grown up. Because I feel as though on campus, like as you said, all of those restrictions would have made it difficult and kind of taboo to hang out with people, you know. Whereas in the city, you know, it's like, oh, well, I'm taking the car. First of all, no one really has cars on campus. Everyone kind of has cars at their disposal back home. And so you can just like drive over to Long Island with your friends on the weekend, which is what I did last weekend with my friends. Or go to the beach and no one really says anything to you about that. Because if you're at the beach, for example, everyone's there to be at the beach and swimming and doing stuff like that. Whereas if you are on campus, some people are there to party, some people are there to study. And so those who are going to want to party are going to be messing up or jeopardizing the education possibility for those who really want to make sure that the campuses don't close down.
Yeah.
So I think there is that kind of conflict of interest on campus that doesn't exist for those who are still staying at home.
You brought up a good point. Looking back at it, I think I would have had more opportunities to hang out with people back in the city. I do have classes in person, one, which is a physics lab, and in some ways it's similar to how physics lab was last semester, where we come in and we do our experiment. The key difference is that right now we're stationed one person per table and we're not supposed to have a partner, so we do our work by ourselves. This makes the task a lot more tedious and difficult because we don't have another person to interact with.
But that made absolute sense. I'm glad I got to hear that side of the story from someone on campus. Not to say it kind of makes me feel better, but I did kind of feel bad that I'm sitting at home and, you know, people are doing the same old thing on campus, but it seems that it's not quite the case from the way you described it. So I don't feel like I'm quite losing as much as I maybe thought at first. Dimitri, you on the other hand, like me and you are in the same kind of situation.
Yeah.
But you seemed particularly fervently annoyed with how the online situation has been going on.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I'm taking 6 classes, 5 lecture classes and 1 lab online. So I'm staying at home because it makes no sense to pay for housing and food on campus. My lecture classes, for most of them, I have to self-study because like I have to show up to lecture and the professor would just give us some activity to talk to each other, which would not be related to whatever we're supposed to be learning. So then I would have to spend an hour or two on that. And then I would have to, you know, exit the meeting and read the textbook on my own, watch the videos, blah, blah, blah. So it just adds to my responsibilities. Plus lab, I don't even know how that's going to go. I reached out to my supposed groupmates. None of them responded yet. I also miss friends that I made last 2 semesters on campus. And I feel like in the city, as Bowden and Ibrahim said, you know, you have more freedom because you can go places, see other people you wouldn't see on campus. But I feel like in my case, I usually don't have many consecutive hours available to do stuff. So I can't just be like, oh, yo, bro, you want to like meet up today for like 8 hours or like the whole day to go somewhere? I usually don't have that. And I usually like, I'm not usually that type of person who allocates a whole day to do something. If I have free time, it's going to be usually like a couple of hours at a time. And being on campus kind of helps me in that respect because I can see different people at different times and do different stuff. Plus my schedule this semester is not, it doesn't give me a lot of free time, especially with this, all this self-study stuff. Otherwise, I would be fine, but having to come to lecture and so unlike you, Ibrahim, I can't just do push-ups in the background. Yeah, I have to keep my audio and video turned on for many of my classes. So I have to be there, I have to, you know, comb my hair, I have to look nice, I can't just be in bed. Because the next thing you know, the professor's going to be like, oh, let's do a quiz or something, or like, let's do questions, let's do groups, and then I would have to talk to people. Yeah, it's just like a waste of time, to be honest, because I get zero information from my lectures, and I have to read stuff on my own. That's just how it is. And I just miss campus. Stony Brook looks very beautiful in the fall. Like there's trees and there's deer sometimes coming out and there's chipmunks and lots of geese. Yeah, I just like watching them and seeing them. And I just like watching leaves turn different colors and different shades as the fall progresses. In the city, I can't do that. Like there's almost no trees in most places in the city. On campus, I know I would have people to, you know, hang out with. So I wouldn't be spending as much time studying or just doing stuff. I would just kind of be more motivated to finish everything quickly. And I don't think my academic performance would suffer because of that. I'm taking one chemistry class and then a chemistry lab. And I'm taking two psych classes. One is a lecture for abnormal psych. And then I'm taking academic writing and psychology, which every psych major at Stony Brook has to take. And for that class, it's actually quite a bit of work. You have to figure out what you want to research, and then you have to look through academic literature and see what has been done about that. And then you have to design a different experiment to test. In my topic that I'm looking at right now, I'm not even totally decided on it because it's so multifaceted that I can't decide before I read a lot of articles. So positives, I would say, are non-existent. I mean, I'm staying at home and saving money. That's a positive always. But in terms of college experience, I feel like I'm just being cheated out of my college experience, to be honest, with this COVID thing, which is no one's fault. It just happened. It sucks that people are dying and, you know, virus is tormenting people and ruining people's lives. In terms of negatives, I would say definitely a lot more work that I have to do on my own. Little annoyances like always being recorded on video and then seeing yourself, your face, not seeing the same people whose company I've come to enjoy on campus. Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. I'm a simple man, simple reasons.
I think we can all agree that the online experience pales in comparison to the conventional class format, and we're all missing out on something, whether we're staying at home or we're on campus. There are some positives to online classes, such as free time.
Yeah.
Yeah, can't think of much else.
Seeing friends you wouldn't otherwise see.
True, that's a good point, yeah.
Ultimately, it's up to the person himself and how he sees stuff, how you view the world and approach the world. Everyone has different preferences. Some people like staying at home, some people like, you know, not being at home as much.
Jesus, you know what I completely forgot to mention?
What?
Rowing. And like all the clubs that I do.
Oh.
And like the fact that I was signed up for boxing, that I was going to rowing, that I was doing all these dance clubs. And now I can't do any of them. That's annoying, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm also in a club. I'm in chess club, and I'm... It's so sad. Like, last semester, I was elected vice president for this semester, for chess club, and it really sucks because I'm not there on campus. Almost no one is. I feel kind of cheated in that respect as well, because no one wants to become a vice president of something that, you know, ceases to exist. Now everything is done over Zoom and we meet over Zoom, but it's not the same experience, especially for chess, because chess is a human game. You have to see your opponent, shake hands sometimes, watch your opponent's reactions. It's not just seeing moves displayed.
It's funny coming from you, because you spent hours just playing online chess from what I remember from high school.
Yeah, but like you have to do that to gain experience and to become a better player. But in terms of chess club, you know, as an experience, as an activity you do after classes in the evening, like we do it from 7 to 10 p.m.
Fair enough.
So, you know, you just want to come, chill, see your friends, maybe test out some new ideas, laugh.
I personally didn't do any clubs last year, and I was planning on starting off this semester. But now with all the COVID restrictions on public gatherings, I can't really do that. So I'm put off another semester on joining any clubs and making the most of my college experience, which is frustrating.
Yeah, it's quite annoying. No, I agree. It's not fun. And when you think about like the percentage of our college that we've been at home, how much does it come out to? Because it's going to be at least a quarter. But then it's also a quarter of last year. So I guess it's what? It's 3.25? No. It's 2.75 that we are in college and 1.25 that we're out of college, from my understanding.
Yeah.
Not great.
When you mentioned that you wanted to try out boxing, it's funny because I tried Taekwondo in the spring semester. Yeah, so we all try different things, and this COVID really hampers our development, you know, in different areas that we wouldn't otherwise even consider.
Significantly, yeah.
Yeah, so like it's a filter bubble, but at home. Because you don't normally do stuff that's not close to you or that you normally don't do.
Yeah.
And college sort of gives you that experience. As you said, people being on campus for parties or for studying, you meet different types of people that you wouldn't otherwise meet, which, you know, is a different experience as well.
It's a good point.
Yeah, it's hard meeting new people with everyone being so careful.
In fairness, it's also the case in the city, because I've been trying very, very hard to meet new people, and it's been quite difficult, not gonna lie.
But the big thing about college is your opportunity to meet all these new people, and because of the coronavirus, we can't do that.
Yeah.
A lot of people are too afraid or too hesitant to start talking with anyone new.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
We should make another episode about courtship in times of COVID. It's been a struggle, not gonna lie. I'm not gonna go too much into it, because that might be a pretty spicy next episode to have. But like, there's definitely a lot of potential material to discuss.
Yeah, I feel it, because on campus, you know, it just sort of happens naturally. You meet different people, friends of friends, friends of acquaintances, or you just see them in class and you just like say, hey. While in the city, you have to actually know people who know people or be places. But during COVID, you can't just be, you know, just like be places, because many places are closed.
Yeah.
And as Bowden said, people don't want to meet new people because who knows who might be carrying it asymptomatically.
Yeah, totally. It's a tough time to be 19 years old. I can say that much.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Personally, one experience I had, which further limited the amount of interactions I did, was that I got sick about 2 weeks ago, and I had to self-quarantine myself in my room for these past 2 weeks, not interacting with anyone.
That sucks.
How'd you get food?
I mostly ate packaged stuff, but I went out to the dining hall like really fast and grabbed takeout a couple of times. Because the way the dining halls work is really different, and I guess I didn't really elaborate on this. But last year, we could just like walk up to a food we liked and scoop it up ourselves and put it on the plate.
I see.
Now, everything is set up more like a takeout, where you walk up, stand on a square specifically chosen for people to stand on, and you tell the people serving what you want, and they put it in a takeout box, and you have to go and eat somewhere else.
That's depressing.
Yeah, that experience is over for us now. Being able to combine foods as you like and choosing your own food.
Bro, food is a huge thing we need to be talking about, because like, again, not to make myself like some crazy athlete or something, but when we were rowing, we had to eat insane amounts of food. And I can't put that kind of burden on my family and be like, hey, you have to make me like, I don't know, 4 pieces of steak every night for dinner. Like, people have different diets. Like, you can't have 3 different generations eating similar kind of food. It's like, my grandpa has one kind of diet. He has diabetes. My mom is just like a normal middle-aged person. And then there's me, who's eating like way more and way different from the rest of them. And I feel like the kind of college let us, a lot of people like us, down. You know, they put an undue burden on our family as well with that.
Yeah.
It's really hard for me to get a lot of food also because of the limited variety and the shittier quality of the food in general.
Yeah, and also, Ibrahim, like, when I was on campus, I was working out a lot, so I was also eating a lot, so what you said applies to me directly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would just get a plate just full of beef while I can't do this at home. I have to buy different food for me and prepare it this way and, you know, at this time and this quantity on these days.
Exactly, like 16 pieces of beef for one person. It's like, no, you better eat that with bread.
Yeah, and there's no gyms really open, so I can't really work out to the same capacity. Because to get big, you have to get weights, and I can't do that at home. Push-ups and pull-ups don't do that.
Oh yeah, in terms of working out, I have the same problem where all the recreation centers are either closed or very limited in the amount of people they take in. So I have to make use with push-ups and a dumbbell in my dorm. And also because I can't get enough food, it's really hard to make progress.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to eat a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, so Ibrahim, you said that Harvard requires you to take certain types of classes, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same for Stony Brook, because you have to take SBCs, as they're called. It's like different requirements that different classes satisfy, like say the arts requirement, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to take art per se, because I saw my roommate take art and he was just busy drawing, and I didn't want to spend that much time on it because I frankly don't give anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I took philosophy of art.
Oh no.
Yeah, to sort of bypass that. Mostly watched movies there and analyzed them. And at this point, I'm actually done with those SBCs. So now I just have to take actual classes that I have to take. But chemistry is actually part of my major. So it's not something that I'm taking to satisfy, you know, whatever requirement that's not related to psych. Because for BS, Bachelor of Science, in psychology, you have to take science. I finished my math requirement last semester, so I don't have to take math anymore.
What concerns me is how you're taking 6 classes. Bowden has gone wild like that, taking like an insane number of classes before as well. You guys are crazy. I've never taken any more than 4.
If you want to like double major or graduate early, makes sense to take a little bit more. The minimum number of credits you have to take to remain a full-time student is 12, which is like 4-3 classes on average. And if of those 3, 2 are really complicated and are worth more credits, then yeah, sure. If you want to graduate early, it sort of makes sense to take more credits, which is what I'm doing now, and I might even have a second major. Because from what I've noticed, statistics is very important. I know everyone makes fun of it in high school, and no one likes it, no one takes it seriously, and frankly, teachers who teach statistics are oftentimes nasty people. Yeah, but then you realize that even for psych, you have to, you know statistics. Because even for this class that I'm taking right now, academic writing and psychology, I'm going to have to do statistics. And I totally forgot it. And I don't know enough. There's all those different tests that high school statistics doesn't even cover.
Right.
Like ANOVA or Pearson's correlations and stuff.
I think you should be fine. I think we did a little ANOVA.
No. We didn't. Our teacher just mentioned it. But there's other different tests that we haven't even covered and they're too complicated.
Yeah.
But statistics, you need it for everything. You probably need it for history too, Ibrahim.
Oh god, don't even mention that. Don't get me started.
No, but you probably don't, but for everything else you do.
I mean, in history, I wouldn't need statistics. Only in the case if I literally just want to do history. If I want to do anything that's applicable to the real world with history, I would have to take a statistics course.
Yeah, that's how it is. So, listen kids, take statistics, persevere, you know, it's going to feel better in the future when you don't have to take multiple classes on it.
And also, apologies in advance to all the, like, 2 stats teachers that heard Dimitro say that they're terrible people.
Not all of them, but from our experience, many of them are, as I quote myself, nasty people.
I mean, I can't deny it, because I also wasn't thrilled with my stats teacher experience. But I'm not going to say any names. But if you know, you know.
They were bad.
No. No names. Let's be nice.
You might have liked our teacher, but I wasn't a huge fan. Anyway, now you guys got to hear what it's like doing college online, regardless of whether you're doing it online on campus or if you're doing it online at home. We were glad we were able to share this experience with you. Even if we're not glad to be going through it ourselves. I'm thinking there is some potential in discussing what this would have been like if we were doing this, let's say, 300 years ago. Because we were actually discussing this a lot at Harvard, because this has happened in the past. I'm forgetting what disease this actually was. Might have been the Spanish flu, or it might have been something even before that, to be honest.
The pandemic of 1920 was Spanish flu.
Influenza.
Yeah. I mean, this was on a bunch of different occasions where it's happened, where school was just off. Despite all the negative things we're saying about the current situation, it's worth admitting that at the end of the day, we're still on track to graduate, all 3 of us, which is not true for everyone in this country right now, to be graduating in 2023. I mean, people who are taking gap years, not anything crazy, and gap semesters, which is not something that would have been possible a long time ago. So as much as we might hate Zoom, there's something to thank it for. At the end of the day. Anything you boys want to add before we wrap this up?
And now a word from our sponsors.
Crickets, no sound. Alright guys, well thank you for listening. We'll hope to see you one more time sometime in the future.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye, people.